Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Hey, why are we fighting?
I just don't like feeling judged, okay?
So I don't understand why we're
fighting. I can't take it anymore. Everyone on this ship is so annoying.
Yeah. Maybe it's time we go our separate ways.
Fine. Fine.
I said fine first.
I said fine second.
Well,
everybody stop.
Whoa, Rollo, how long have you been standing there?
Just for a few seconds, but I got annoyed by your fighting right away.
Well, Rollo, get used to it, because this conflict cannot be solved.
How about everyone just takes a deep breath? I have a good idea. Follow me into this nice room.
Fine, if I must.
What is this room? I've never seen it before.
Just a place where I like to go to have a think. Maybe everyone can sit down and talk about your problems.
I guess that's not a terrible idea.
I'll just be right back.
Hey, where is he going? Why'd he shut the door?
Rollo, did you just lock us in here?
It's locked!
Rollo, come on!
Rollo!
Hello, Story Pirates!
Oh, hey, it's his voice! It's coming through that speaker!
Rollo, what is this about?
I made an escape room!
An escape room? What's that?
Well, typically you pay to go in with a group of friends, and then you solve puzzles to unlock the door. I went to one for a friend's birthday. No one had a good time, but it didn't matter, because I got them all banned from the premises before we could finish. They never thanked me.
And you pay for this?
Yes!
Oh, no.
Rollo, come on. Just tell us how to get out of here.
You have to work together!
That's so cryptic. What could that possibly mean?
Rollo?
Rollo? He's gone!
A doll mixed with a parachute would be really weird.
Just think of the most weird thing that you can never think of.
I put some jokes in there.
I hope you like it.
The Story Pirates.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Story Pirates Podcast,
where we take stories written by kids
and turn them into sketch comedy and song. Today's episode is actually really special and fun because Rollo has locked us in a room and won't open the door. And as I'm saying this out loud, I'm realizing it's not special or fun.
Yeah, it's definitely bad and sad.
I'd say it's more atrocious and dismal.
What about mean and... mean.
I said it's sad and bad.
Well,
no,
I said that
it's bad. You are all insufferable.
Well, we can't stand each other. We might as well do the one thing we can all agree on. A story?
Yeah!
Hey, listeners, this first story is about finding a place where you belong. A place where everyone accepts and loves you no matter what, even if you're totally disgusting. Here's the author to introduce it.
Hi, my name is Nora. I'm 7 years old. I live in South Dakota, and my story is called The Disgusting Water Bottle.
Hello, hey, can you see a disgusting water bottle? That's me. This kitchen's nice, take in the scene. There, in the distance, it's a plate, and it's clean. I know what I'll do. I may be dirty, but plate, will you be my friend?
You're dirty and unclean. Do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean. Hello, water bottle here. Still dirty and disgusting. Look, a cup, and it's clear. I know what I'll say. Hey, cup, I know I'm a bit dirty. Will you be my friend? Will you be my friend?
I'm going to the cupboard today. A cup in a cupboard, ain't it the way a cleanly kitchen ought to be? I hate to be rude, but I really must leave. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. Disgusting some of the time, but I don't like this kitchen scene, 'cause kitchen friends keep ditching me.
Hey, excuse me, but I'm a spoon, and these are my parents.
A knife.
And a fork.
We couldn't help but notice your song.
Why would you want to talk to me? I'm disgusting.
Oh, no, 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 none of that. Okay, you're just a water bottle. Everything in the kitchen goes through phases.
Sometimes you're clean, and sometimes you're dirty. It doesn't matter which you are, you're in the kitchen, so you matter. Yes, it's true. When you're something that serves food, your cleanliness will ebb and flow. You'll stink like trash or smell just like a rose. So,
will you be our friend? Will you be our friend? Cup, there's room by me. My lonely kitchen days are done. There's room in here for everyone. Messy, dirty, fresh or clean. We're all friends now. Do you know what I mean? You know what I mean. You know what I mean.
Wow, that song
was
great.
That was so cool.
I really liked it.
Yeah, it was amazing.
I thought it was great.
Just as a reminder, despite loving that story and all stories written by kids, we are still stuck in a room with no key and, more importantly, we are all in a fight.
Okay, so obviously there is a way out of here. We just have to think. Let's sit down and focus.
But there aren't any chairs.
I love chairs.
And I'm not about to sit on the floor like some non-union actor devising a theater piece.
Typical.
What's that supposed to mean?
No, wait, what?
Okay, everyone, chill. We need to get out of here. There has to be a way.
Obviously, we have to use what's in this room to get us out. So, What's in here?
Ooh, snacks!
Peter, not now. Oh, there are snacks here.
A bowl of popcorn on a pedestal. They say not to put popcorn on a pedestal, but it does look nice there. But hey, the popcorn is on a pedestal and not in my mouth.
Hey, and look over here. It's Shakespeare's first folio. You know, a collection of his comedies, histories, and tragedies. The greatest hits. But wait a second. These pages are blank.
And look over here. Three glasses of kefir. Three different flavors, judging by the color. But which flavors, I don't know.
And over here, a pile of wood. Just enough to make four chairs.
What's going on here?
I think it's all making sense. We each have a different clue. Peter, you have to eat the snacks. Lee, you have to guess the kefir flavors. I have to recite the missing monologues. And Rachel, you have to build a bunch of chairs.
Okay, I feel like mine's harder than everyone else's, but I'm not complaining.
Seems like you are complaining.
I was not that easy.
She's always complaining.
Right?
Okay, stop. All right, we really need to get out of here. Let's just all do our things so we can leave and not talk to each other. Go!
All right, let's see what we have here. It's a bunch of wood. This wood's about to be chairs. I'm just going to put this together here. I'm just going to grab a hammer, do a couple of hammering things. I'm going to hammer this chair together. And done. Wow. Perfect again.
Okay, Rolo! We all did our thing! Open the door now!
Rolo! Open the door!
No.
What?
You didn't do it right.
How is that possible?
Remember what I said! Work together!
We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here! Thank you! Delicious sushi.
Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you.
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you!
This seems like a lot
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow. I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Remember what I said? Work together!
Work together? I don't understand.
Agreed. I'm clear what that might mean.
Do we all work separately?
Yeah. Do we do our own thing, not together, but apart?
No! Work together, Story Pirates! You are each a part of a whole! I have to take a break. This is exhausting!
Okay, so I think what he's saying is we have to work together.
Oh! Well, how could we possibly do all these things together?
Yeah, how?
We could share the popcorn, you know?
Okay, I guess I could eat some popcorn.
Yeah, I could eat some popcorn. Wait, do you all want to have a seat in the chairs I built? Could be nice.
Okay. Let's try it.
Popcorn in a chair? Yeah.
Usually when I'm eating popcorn, it's because I'm at a movie.
Same.
Same. Well, you know, a play is like a movie, but better. And a monologue is like a play, but worse. Maybe I could do a monologue for you, you know, for some entertainment.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Let's try it.
Okay.
How happy some or other some can be. Through Athens I am thought as fair as she. But what of that? Demetrius thinks not so.
Wow.
I forget how good she is.
That popcorn was great, but now my mouth is dry.
Here, have some of my kefir. There's raspberry, strawberry, and yogurt flavored.
I'll do raspberry.
Here you go.
Peter, toss me a popcorn.
Oh, sure.
Yeah!
Got it in your mouth! Do me!
Right, here
you
go!
My turn!
Wow! All right, Larry,
wow.
Go.
Help!
Yes.
This is so fun!
Oh, I love doing this!
Okay, Story Pirates! You can come out now! You solved the puzzle!
Yay!
Hey, everybody! I'm sorry we were in such a fight.
Yeah,
I feel bad. I'm sorry too.
Honestly, I can't even remember what we were fighting about.
I guess when you spend all your time with the same people, it's normal to fight.
But that doesn't mean you can't work through it and say you're sorry.
Wow, what a beautiful lesson we learned today.
Are you going to leave the room?
I think we might want to stay in here for a little while longer.
Yeah.
I did it! I fixed the Story Pirates!
No, Rolo. You locked us in a room with no windows or ventilation. We have to talk.
Oops. But first, let's do another story.
Yeah!
Okay, listeners. Have you ever had a weird toy and thought, like, how did anyone ever come up with this thing? It's so weird. Well, this next story is also about a weird toy, maybe the weirdest toy you've ever heard of. Here's the author to introduce it.
Hi, my name's Nava. I'm 7 years old, and I live in Rhode Island. This is my story, Robotics Engineering Doll.
Nava, it's nearly bedtime. Turn off that TV and come brush your teeth.
But Mom, I'm watching the television event of the season.
The World Championships of Most Weird Toy of this year.
Yeah!
Why didn't you say so? Scoot over and turn it up!
Hello, and welcome back to the 97th annual World Championships of Most Weird Toy of this year. I'm your host, Dan. What a year it has been with some of the weirdest toys that this humble host has ever seen. Like this toy. And this one. Very weird. But by far, the weirdest toy of this year is the Robotics Engineering Doll, who is, fun fact, actually living. Here to present it is the doll's inventor, Dr. Van Wilhelm.
Thank you, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's my honor to present the greatest accomplishment of my career. What is it, you ask? What does it do, you say? Well, I say you're asking the wrong questions. Hey, kids.
Yes?
Why don't you show this audience how it's done?
Okay.
All right, now, just like we rehearsed, Chloe big smiles. Ricky, try to keep up.
Why must our friends all not be goats?
Is it too much to ask of a doll
to teach us all to fly or float? No! It's a robotics engineering doll solving our problems big and small.
Community players, ladies and gentlemen, give them a hand. They're adorable. And now, without further ado, I present our funny robotics engineering doll.
Greetings.
Hello to you, robotics engineering doll.
Hello, Father.
Tell us what makes you so special.
Perhaps it is the fact that I am actually living.
Now. I know what you're all probably thinking. Wow, the fact that he created a sentient being from doll parts must be the most impressive thing about all this, right?
Yeah!
Wrong! Let me explain more in a scene. All right, everyone, places. Ricky, look alive. And curtain.
I'm bored.
You said it, brother.
Hey, sis, you ever wish that our house wasn't a house at all, but instead was
a mountain? You read my mind. I'm almost as sick of living not on a mountain as I am of the fact that all my friends and family aren't
goats?
Yes, everyone loves goats more than people.
If only there was a solution.
Ding dong, robotics engineering doll delivery.
Whoa!
Is that it?
Yup.
But how do we play with it?
The first step is to turn on the robotics doll.
Okay!
Hello!
Then, remove the doll from that parachute it's wrapped up in.
I was wondering what that was.
Now, put yourself in the parachute.
Cool!
Inside, you will see a big purple or your favorite color button.
I see purple.
I don't.
It says, press button to make house into mountain.
People will turn into goats.
Jump off mountain with parachute when done pressing button.
Simple. What do you think, audience? Should they press the button? I can't hear you. I said, should they press the button?
Okay, we're pressing the button. The whole studio turned into a mountain. Ricky? Ricky turned into a goat. It is a dream come true.
It certainly is.
Robotics engineering doll. Now that we're on top of this mountain, how do we get down?
You've got a parachute, silly. I will guide you and help you to start flying.
Could this day get any better?
No. Jump!
Whoa!
And I love you, which I am capable of doing because I am actually living.
And scene, the Ellenville Community Players. Great job. Can somebody help Goat Ricky off the stage? Just give him some oats, he'll follow.
Give them another hand. Thank you.
Wow. Tell us, Dr. Van Wilhelm, how can folks get their hands on one of these dolls?
All you have to do is build your own simple parachute, then trade it with a store owner.
Well, that seems simple enough.
The doll comes with a special set of markers and colors you've never seen or imagined. Look.
Okay, well, I've definitely seen those colors before. Like that one, that's a, you know, I describe that as, it's like a, you know, like a deep, it's like a burnt, you know, it's like, you know, okay. So you know when like you're really hungry and you're all like, hangry. It's like, okay. So like I have this Uncle Kevin and he's not nice and nobody likes him and he has very few redeeming qualities. But the good part, this color is like, okay. So when he's, when he, his vulnerability is,
It's beyond my experience or imagination. It's so beautiful. I'm sorry.
Hey, kids, what's that name again?
It's the Robotics Engineering Doll, solving our problems big and small.
Robotics Engineering Doll!
Just keep going, go!
To get this doll. Can we get it, please?
I'm sorry, Nava, but we can't.
Why not?
Because I already got one!
Hello, new friend. I am actually living.
Wow! Thanks, Mom!
You're welcome, sweetie. Now, just don't press that button quite yet. I don't want to turn into a...
Like this? Mom? I don't think I'll be able to sleep tonight.
The end. And now, Lee speaks with the author.
Nava, it's so great to talk to you.
You too.
So you wrote the story, The Robotics Engineering Doll.
Yeah.
Which is honestly one of the funniest and weirdest stories I've ever read.
Really?
Yeah, I really like it.
Thanks.
Can you tell me about how you came up with it?
I thought a doll mixed with a parachute would be really weird. Yeah.
And then you added in goats and mountains.
Yeah. That's like you're parachuting off a big mountain with goats.
It's very funny.
I know.
And in your story, you turn people into goats, right?
Yeah. So they won't be in the way of the jump.
Oh.
They won't get hurt.
Got it. Because, you know, even if there's a goat in front of you, you can just step over it.
Yeah, they can't step over a person unless it's a baby.
Yeah, unless it's a very short baby. In your story, the doll is living.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
It's a robot mixed with a person mixed with a doll, a living robot.
Wow.
I know.
Terrifying.
It's not terrifying.
It's not?
No.
But it's half robot, half alive.
Well, you can control it.
Oh, but can you really ever control something that's alive?
Well, it helps you learn how to fly.
Okay. Well, that's a bonus.
Yeah.
Okay. Your story says, the doll and specialized parachute will come in white and will come with a special set of markers with colors you've never seen or imagined.
Yeah. I just came up with that. Like, it would be fun to have a new color on Earth, so I came up with that. But I don't know how you would make a new color.
Well, maybe we can make some up right now.
Okay.
Maybe one way to start is just to think of what a name for a new color would be.
Blotch?
Blotch?
Yeah, peach mixed with brown.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, my turn. Cribbit.
That makes no sense.
Yeah, well, it's a new color. Cribbit is like the color of a brick mixed with the color of a sunrise.
That's really cool.
Your turn.
Plitch.
What is plitch like?
Purple mixed with green.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Should I do another one?
Yeah.
Stirmp. Stirmp is the color of the inside of a frog's mouth and a stop sign.
What color is the inside of a frog's mouth?
Exactly. I don't even know.
So that totally makes a new color.
That's how you make new colors, I guess. Do you think that we can get them to make crayons or markers that are these new colors?
Yeah.
Let's start a letter writing campaign. We'll write to Crayola and we'll sell them on these new colors.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
This is a great idea. Nava, it's been so fun to talk to you.
You too.
Thanks for letting us perform your story.
Thanks for picking it.
You're so welcome. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to today's show, and thanks to our authors, Nora and Nava. Before we go, here's today's story spark. Kids, write us a story about what happens behind the scenes. First, start with a place, a situation, or an event that everyone knows about. Maybe it's a show, maybe it's a special day of some kind. Then, tell us what surprising, silly, weird, and hilarious things happen behind the scenes of that event. In other words, tell us what happens when no one is looking. As always, grown-ups can send in stories to storypirates.com. See you next week.
Bye!
Story Pirates Podcast is a production of Gimlet Media. Produced for Gimlet Media by Jasmine Romero and M.R. Daniel. Produced for Story Pirates by Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. Associate producers for Story Pirates are Peter McNerney and Andrew Miller. Technical direction by Sam Baer. Recording, sound design, and mixing by Sam Baer at the Relic Room in New York City. Theme song by Bobby Lord. Our head writer is Rachel Winitsky. Contributing writers are Peter McNerney, Megan O'Neill, and Lee Overtree. Special guest, Colin Malloy. This episode features performances by Andrew Barbado, Dewey Cadell, Ryan Kober, Joseph Limus, Peter McNerney, Jack Mitchell, Alexandra Nader, Emily Olcott, Megan O'Neill, Lee Overtree, Rachel Robertson, Peter Russo, Mia Weinberger, Rachel Winitsky, and Nimini Ware. The Disgusting Water Bottle was written by Tim Platt and produced by Brendan O'Grady with vocal arrangements and direction by Jack Mitchell. Colin Malloy was recorded by Tucker Martin at Flora Recording and Playback in Portland, Oregon. Huh, what's that? Oh, it must be my package! Open. Cool! My robotics engineering doll came! Time to open it. Opening package. Wow, it looks so cool! And the markers it comes with have all my favorite colors! Blotch, Cribbit, Plotch, and Sturm!
Hello, new friend. I am actually living.
Whoa! Wow, it's already totally creeping me out. So cool. Oh, hey, look! It's the button that's supposed to turn me into a goat. Oh, it's not really gonna turn me into a goat. They'll tell you anything to sell you a doll these days, am I right? Guess I'll just press the button and turn into a goat. Here we go.
Whoa! I love you. 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 I love you.